Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the car with Bark, here we go. Driving. Thank God I don't have a standard anymore. It's an automatic, so I can take my long-handled Saramonic interview microphone, plug into my phone, record while I'm driving. Yes, it may not be the safest thing of all time, but I want to talk some football. So here we go. Let's rank them. First off, straight into it. Quarterbacks left in the playoffs. Only four of them. Who's the best? Who has the most potential to take over in these final three games? Three games left for all the marbles. Joe Burrow's my number one guy. He's the guy I think can just do it at will. Whatever he wants. If he wants a title, he can go out and make it happen. Next, surprisingly, I'm gonna take the injury, and I'm actually gonna give it more attention and put more doubt on Patty Mahomes' name because of the injury. I actually think that Mahomes is the number three guy left. I know it's crazy, but he is ailing. He's not doing well. Got an injured ankle. He's a tough son of a bitch, but he's hurt. Speaking of hurt, Jalen Hurts is my number two guy. This guy has done nothing but be fantastic most of the year. Few games there missed with an injury, but my God, when he's on the field, this Eagles team is a completely different animal on offense. Completely different animal. So it's Burrow, then Jalen Hurts, then Mahomes, then Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy. How has this guy played so well? Now, he didn't light it up against the Cowboys because the Cowboys have an elite defense. But Brock Purdy did not make any major mistakes. And San Francisco went on to win because of that. If this team even thinks about playing Jimmy Garoppolo, who played fairly well, but you can't make that kind of change right now. You can't. Even if he's ready, you can't do it. You have to stick with Brock Purdy and just see what happens. Your defense is elite in San Francisco as well. So you just gotta stick with him. Gotta roll with Brock. Got to roll with Brock. So there you go. Quarterback wise, Burrow has the best chance to win, in my opinion. Now let's go to the running back position. Joe Mixon looked like an absolute animal against the Buffalo Bills defense. He looked fantastic, ripping off chunk yards of 5, 8, 10 yards consistently. I was actually a little confused why they didn't run more, but it all worked out just the way it should have, I guess. It was a thing of beauty. Mixon, then we got Isaiah Pacheco, and Company in Kansas City, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't even know who the fuck starts for that team. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is just kind of okay. Isaiah Pacheco, da-da-da. He's pretty solid, but he's a rookie. I wouldn't really count on him, so it's Mixon in the pole position right at the moment. Then you go to the other side. Miles Sanders, who I really like and had a great year, but I'm feeling the playoff Mixon more. So it's Mixon, Miles Sanders, and Isaiah Pacheco, da-da-da. And then you've got McCaffrey. Where's McCaffrey slot in? Obviously, McCaffrey's the guy. This is the guy. You put him in a Super Bowl situation, and you may really like what you get. So there you go. It's McCaffrey number one, followed by Mixon, followed by Sanders, followed by Pacheco, da-da-da. Wide receiver-wise. So far, the Bengals have, the highest percentage of winning this whole thing to me. So far, we got a long ways to go. Wide receiver-wise, we're going to start with the Bengals again. You got Ja'Marr Chase, you got T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, who simply is just overshadowed. Tyler Boyd's a perfectly solid wide receiver. You got those guys. Then you move on over to the other AFC team. Not really impressed that much with any Kansas City wide receiver, so to speak. Juju, Mecole Hardman, those guys are okay. Eagles, you got A.J. Brown, you got Devonta Smith. Honestly, they're right behind the Bengals guys for me. So it's Bengals receivers, then Eagles receivers, then KC's. But what about San Francisco, Debo, and Ayuk? I would actually put those guys third. So that bumps KC's guys to fourth. KC's running backs and wide receivers are big question marks, in my opinion. So it's the Bengals again, followed by the Eagles, followed by the Niners, followed by the Chiefs. But the Chiefs are finally getting a win here. Last four teams, tight end, it's Travis Kelce. It's not even close. It's Kelce. Then it's Kittle. Then it's Goddard, or whoever the hell is going to play for the Eagles. And then it's Hayden Hurst, who had a really good game yesterday. Really good game. Yesterday as in Sunday. Today's Monday, but I probably won't do anything with this for a couple days. I'll sit on this till the middle of the week. Tight end-wise, big ups to the Chiefs. And then the Niners, even though Kittle was more human this year than normal. Offensive lines? I don't pay attention to that shit. You shouldn't either. It's just what the fuck ever. Something will happen. We thought the Bengals offensive line was trash. They looked elite yesterday. With all the injuries, all those backups playing, those guys looked absolutely elite. Anyways, I don't want to talk about those guys. I don't want to talk about the offensive line. Let's talk about defense as a whole. San Fran and the Eagles, neck and neck. I'm going to give the edge to San Fran. The Eagles being second, the Bengals being third. The Bengals defense is underrated, by the way. They can do it. They can compete with anyone. And then you got Kansas City's. Kansas City. Listen, if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes, I would have no confidence in his team that, yes, won a shitload of games this year. But I don't have a lot of confidence in that team. I'm going to be honest. I think out of the four teams, I think Kansas City's the least likely to win a title. And I know that's kind of nuts, but it's just the name Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs team, they're really good. And Patrick Mahomes can pretty much outscore everybody when he's healthy and on the field. That's just what he does. But the injury, not to mention just the elevated urgency to win a Super Bowl title is off the charts right now. These teams, I would dare to say that these three teams are hungrier than the Chiefs. I know that's going out on a limb, but I just think it could be true. I think these three teams could be hungrier than the Chiefs. And I think I mean, any of the four could do it. I would not put a lot of doubt on any one of the four. But if I am going to put a little bit of doubt in anyone at all, it's the Chiefs, which is crazy. Watch them end up winning the whole damn thing. But my God, man, this is one of those scenarios. I personally can't remember four better teams competing to win the Super Bowl. The Eagles were outstanding this year. The Niners were outstanding this year. The Bengals were outstanding this year. And the Chiefs were outstanding this year. Four outstanding teams. And I want to say with very little separating them, but I really do think that those three teams not named the Chiefs do have separation. I'm just not sure what element is going to bring on the win. Is it Joe Burrow, who I think is now the king dog as far as like championship games go? I think we're going to see Joe Burrow playing more championship games than any quarterback currently in the league, including Patrick Mahomes. And that's crazy. Is it going to come down to the run game? Because if so, maybe it's the Niners. The run game and defense play the, burn the clock game. The Niners are definitely my up there with my favorites to win the whole thing. I just think their defense can do anything. I think their defense will slow the Eagles like they slowed the Cowboys, but I think it'll be much closer. This is a 3 to 5 point spread here. This is a whatever team wins is going to win by just enough points, less points than you can count on two hands. One hand worth of points. That's what that NFC title game is going to come down to. The Bengals Chiefs, that one could be a high score. We're talking probably 28-25, 28-23. And then the Eagles and Niners could still be high scoring, but I would imagine it's going to be more like 23-17, something along those lines. It's going to be a little bit more of a low score game than the Bengals and Chiefs, in my opinion, just because those two defenses are lights out. Absolutely lights out. And I do think they can slow Jalen Hurts, and I do think the Eagles are going to make Brock Purdy's life hell. I've loved what I've seen from him, but I just don't know if Brock Purdy can do it against the Eagles. I'm unsure. He's given me no reason to doubt him, but that R beside his name that stands for rookie is just enough to doubt him just a little bit. Just a tiny bit I worry about Brock Purdy. He's looked Purdy, and that was cheesy, but I worry. He is the least experienced, most likely to crumble of every quarterback, and that scares me a little bit for the defense. The Niners' defense to win a Super Bowl is going to have to score on defense, in my opinion. Somebody's going to have to score a touchdown from that defense. Otherwise, I don't think you see a Super Bowl win. Thing is, the Niners are very capable of scoring on defense. Very capable, as are the Eagles. It's going to be great, folks. This is probably why I'm excited about football again. I can't remember the playoffs being this damn good this late in the game. Everyone enjoy. Be sure to let me know your thoughts on Twitter. You can at me, at the Back Row Show. Let me know who you think's going to win, what your chances are, what the difference is going to be. Quarterback, running back, defense, linebackers, what's it going to be? Let me know. And I'll talk at you guys more as time goes on, but this has been Bark in the Car talking NFL playoffs.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.